deep in Beast Woods, the domain of its great lord, the Lord of Holly, had been transformed into a hell of swirling miasma. Rotten leaves and withered trees, misshapen figures spilled out in droves from the paths ahead, leading into the centre of the Lord's domain. They were low-ranked demons called Spawn. Under refreshing early summer sunshine, ill-suited to this place, we sprinted through dead trees that reminded me of the ribs of a rotten corpse.
Menel! On it!
Silver hair fluttered. Menel came to a halt, spread his arms and called out to the Fey in a clear voice.
Fairies of all kinds, faint spirits, those who play in the twilight and the morning mist.
As I listened to him incant behind me, I moved forward with my favourite spear, Pale Moon.
Awaken! Your gentle guardian, the Lord of the Woods, is in crisis. Now is the time to repay the kindness you have been shown.
Nature's power had been weakened in this place, swirling with noxious gas. The fairies here had lost their power, and their sense of self had begun to dissipate. But Menel's strong call began to restore it. Even I could feel the fairies beginning to congregate around him, as if drawn to his clear voice. A natural power great enough to send shivers down my spine was beginning to gather where he stood.
Grip your blades, knock your bows, arrow of salamander, hammer of gnome, spear of undine, blade of sylph.
Knowing I could count on him, I focused all my attention on the approaching spawn, which looked like vaguely person-shaped clay figures made by children. Brandishing my spear, I impaled them and swept them away one after another.
Now the horns of war hath sounded, these arrogant invaders!
His incantation had come to its final line. With a powerful yell, I tackled one of the spawn with my shield, sent it flying into the incoming horde, and then took a huge leap back into the side.
May the great four damn them all!
The instant he finished, a storm of death erupted before my eyes. Flaming arrows, suddenly fired, struck the enemies like a volley from a team of professional archers. Huge hammers of rock rose, blowing away miasma as they lifted into the air, then smashed down upon the demons. Clear water spurted out of lakes of sludge, drew helices in the air, and bored through the demons' chests. And in the distance, blades of raging wind scattered the miasma and sent head after enemy head flying. It was a full-scale attack by the elementals, who had responded to Menel's call with furious cries of their own.